And now it's time for the further adventures of Big John and Sparky. Today's chapter is entitled Opening Day 1953. Well, any major city that has a Major League Baseball franchise knows what I mean. There's just nothing like opening day, the first game of the season played in your own home ballpark. I think this is especially true of Cincinnati. I can't explain why, but just take my word for it. This is a recreation of Yuki Butch's debut into Major League Baseball and our attendance of that opening day game in 1953.
There sure is a big crowd here at Crosley Field today for the opening game day, John.
Well, it's always a sellout crowd every year. Hey, what do you think of this crowd, Mama and Papa Krausmeier?
Such a crowd I have never seen before, Big John.
Yeah, it was nice of you and Sparky to bring Mama and me to the game, Big John.
Wait, Papa Krausmeier, haven't you and Mama never seen a big league baseball game before?
Nein, Sparky. In Germany and the old country where Mama and me come from, they don't play the baseball.
Aber Sparky and the Deutsches Glitzen for them, the 100 and Glehagen Stadium where they have the gymnastic events, then they have seen such a large crowd as this many times.
I'll bet you never saw anything as exciting as this baseball game will be today.
That's right, Mama Krausmeier. Nothing in the world could be as exciting as the opening day baseball game in Cincinnati, Ohio.
Well, you will have to explain the game to us, Big John, because we don't know nothing about this.
About baseball, Papa and me, we know nothing, absolutely nothing.
Well, we'll explain the game to you as it goes along, Mama.
Good job.
Hey, Big John, are those our seats down there? See, there's Mayor Pumprunt.
Yeah, that's where we're going to sit. Our seats are right next to the mayor's.
Hey, Mayor! Mayor Pumprunt! Here we are, we're here!
Howdy, lad! Come on down. Your seats are down here waiting for you. Howdy, Buster. Howdy, Mama and Papa Krausmeier. Sit down there.
Hi, Mayor. I didn't hear Mama, Papa. Sparky, you can sit between the mayor and me,
okay,
all right?
Okay.
Some turnout, huh, Mayor?
Yeah, it sure is. Isn't it always, though?
Boy, Mayor Pumprunt, I can't find Yuki Butch anywhere out there on the field. Have you seen him while you were here?
No, I have not seen Yuki out there anywhere. They got his name in the scorecard, though. See, here's his number, 86. He's the highest number on the team.
Yeah, I know. I've been looking for number 86, but there isn't any on the field. Wonder where Yuki is.
Yeah, I don't know, lad. Oh, by the way, almost forgot. Look what I got for you here, lad. I was talking to some of the Reds players before, and they gave me this to give to you.
Real genuine National League Baseball. How about that? And, oh, look at this. It's got all the autographs all over it. All the autographs of the Reds on here. Look here, Big John. Here's Ted Lazinski's name. And Kenny Raffensperger and Gus Bell. Here's Andy Seminick, Floppy Adams, Bob Borkowski, Willard Marshall, Bubba Church. Hey, all of them.
Well, now, isn't that nice?
Say, Big John, what's the matter? Don't you like the game? Ain't you going to watch it?
Why, sure, Mama. I'm going to watch it as soon as it starts.
Ah, as soon as it starts? You mean it ain't started yet? Then why are all those baseball players running around out there in the middle of the field like that, huh?
They're warming up, Mama. They have to warm up before the game.
Say, Mayor, the umpires are motioning to you. I think they want you to come out on the field.
Oh, yes. Well, I guess it's about time for me to pitch the first ball. Well, I'll be right back, fellas. Hey, Sparky, watch me pitch that first ball. I'll give him the old fastball, okay?
Yeah, okay, there. I'll be watching.
Your attention, please. Here are the lineups for today's game.
Check out the lineups, Big John.
Yeah.
For the Cincinnati Reds, Bobby Adams, third base. Bob Marcus, center field. Jim Greengrass, left field. Ted Kluszewski, first base. Gus Bell, right field. Rocky Bridges, second base. Andy Simonen, catching. Roy McMillan, shortstop. And Yuki Butcher, pitching.
Yuki Butcher's got a pitch. He's got a pitch for the Reds. How about that?
Well, I most certainly did hear it. Oh, I must say, this is the most unexpected turn of events. I never expected this, did you?
And look, there's Yuki coming out of the Reds' dugout. Look at that, he's starting to warm up with that catcher in front of the dugout. Hi, Yuki! Hi, Yuki!
Sparky, he can't hear you over this crowd.
Yeah, Yuki looks a little bit like Yul Blackwell, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does. Good old Blackie. Sure hope the old boy has a good season with the New York Yankees this year. I sure do hope that.
Your attention, please. Your attention, please.
They're gonna make another announcement.
Mayor Plumfront will now throw the opening pitch of the ball game.
Look, John, Mayor Plumfront's going out to the pitcher's box to throw the first pitch of the game. Now, let's see, who's that up to bat for the Pittsburgh Pirates?
I believe that's Dick Grote, Pirate shortstop. Yeah, that's Dick Grote, all right.
There goes the mayor winding up, Big John. He's throwing the ball.
No, he threw the thing right up into the grandstand.
Oh,
what a ball player.
Oh, boy, Yuki's watching out for the pitcher now. Game's going to begin.
Okay, now, Mama Crossbyer, the ball game is all ready to start.
You mean that all the ball players is now warm enough to begin?
Yeah. Yeah, they're warm enough to begin. Everything's all right now. They can start to play.
Here comes the mayor. Hey, there. What's the matter? Did the ball get away from you?
Hey, didn't you see what happened there, lad? I tripped on the pitching rubber out there in the pitcher's mound, lost control of the ball. Never was so embarrassed in all my life.
Well, boys, here we go. Game's all ready to start. Yuki's winding up now to throw the first pitch. There he goes.
Oh, man. Hey, did you see that batter swing and miss that one? Here's strike one, Big John.
Yeah, how about that? You're off to a good start, all right.
My goodness, Big John. That Yuki Butcher isn't a very good baseball player, is he?
What do you mean, Mama, not very good?
Well, he can't even hit the bat. Even when the fellow with the bat tries to help him out by swinging at the ball that Yuki pitches down there, and still Yuki couldn't hit the bat. Oh, my goodness, he's terrible.
Well, that's the idea, Mama. Yuki's supposed to make the batter miss the ball. He's going to pitch again. There it goes. Oh, boy, strike two, Big John. Did you see him miss that one? Yeah, Yuki sure is pitching that old pill.
I should say he is.
Ah. Now, that ain't nice.
What isn't nice?
The way Yuki and that other fellow who sits down at the back of the batter there, they just keep throwing the ball back and forth to one another. They won't let anybody else play with the ball. Look at that poor fellow back there wearing the blue suit. He's standing there and he watches. You can tell he wants to play. He doesn't feel very good there. He wants
Mama, that man in the blue suit is the umpire. He isn't playing.
Here goes Yuki winding up again. He's pitching.
Oh, boy, strike three. Yuki stuck out the first batter on free space pitches. Yippee!
Hey, boy, that's an excellent exhibition of pitching. Hey, Yuki's all right. Yes, sir, all right.
Hey, now that serves him right. Now Yuki can see how it feels.
Well, what's the matter now, Mama?
See how all the rest of the ball players is throwing the ball around to one another and keeping it away from Yuki. Now he knows what it feels not to be allowed to play with the ball like that. Serves him right.
Mama, the infielders are throwing the ball around the infield. They always do that after the pitcher strikes out a batter or an out is made.
Well, now, wasn't that nice? Look, the fellas threw the ball back to Yuki. I guess that they wanted to show him that there was no hard feelings and they're going to let him play all night.
Yeah. Well, you just watch, Mama. Yuki's going to pitch to the next batter now.
Another strike there, John. Oh, I'm telling you, that Yuki is a real pitcher. I knew he was a good ball player. Boy, Big John, the last half of the third inning, the score's nothing to nothing, and so far Yuki has struck out the first nine batters that faced him. What a ball game! Oh, man! Here comes Yuki up to bat. Come on, Yuki! Come on, Yuki! Slam that old baseball in the heart!
Yeah, Yuki, powder that old pill.
And Yuki looks determined up there at the bat. Now he swings it back and forth.
Pitcher for the Pirates is winding up. There goes, he's throwing the ball. Oh, kids, what do you think of our old friend Yuki Butcher? Isn't he some baseball player? First time up at bat in the big leagues, and he hits a first ball pitched to him over the left field fence for a home run. And on top of that, he's pitching, and in three innings, he struck out the first nine batters to face him. Oh, boy. It looks like Yuki's going to be a big league star. Oh, I wonder what I'm so excited. I wonder what will happen to his taxicab. I wonder if I could talk Big John into quitting his job down at the radio station to take over Yuki's taxicab. I'll have to work on that. Well, I got to get back to watching the ball game. I'll see you tomorrow, kids. So long.